welcome everybody to Albany Area High School and Granite Ridge Boys Basketball on a Friday night here. Pioneers and Albany squaring off for the first of two meetings this year. Pioneers in their whites, Albany in the home purples. Hello everybody, Rick Grammond. Albany did play last night. They lost up in Pequot Lakes by 8, 69-61. Overall, they are 7-2. They are 1-0 within the Granite Ridge Conference. They've got a win in the conference over Zimmerman, and that was on Tuesday. Pioneers at a 5, overall 0-1 within the conference after losing to Mora on their home court, and that was Tuesday as well. Hopefully the Pioneers varsity does better. It's been a rough night so far for the C-Squad and JV. Both dropped decisive games here today as the C-Squad was a 62-36 loser, while it was a 30-point loss for the JV, 72-42. So here we go, the starting five for Coach Pepping. Pepping, that's last night. Coach Call tonight. Man at home, I'm sure, enjoying a night off. Coach Call starting five is Zach Jones, jumping center. And we are underway. Tyson Garrett wins the opening tip-off. And here we go. Albany. Very good team. High power offense. They will flex it out front. And the first shot is a three. That is short off the rim. Fisher down on the baseline. And the Pioneers' first possession starts with Andy Wincher crossing midcourt. Fisher and the two Oberfeld boys are on the left side of the court. This is Noah from the three-point line. Back out top to Kirby Fisher. Throws it inside, picked off. That was Brady Gable stepping into the passing lane. He forces the turn. Now Albany works it out front. Tyson Hans, he is an electric scorer. Gable now posting up on Oberfeld. Jump hook rolls off, and there is Noah Oberfeld under the board. No points a minute in. Wincher, left side for Fisher. Denied by Garrett. Now Zach Jones. Jones to Ian Oberfeld. Deflected out of bounds. And the referees will award the ball to Pierce off a deflection. Midway down the Albany bench, it's Wincher to throw it in against Carter Beer. Here's a Noah Oberfeld three that clangs off the iron. Rebound taken away by Beer. He pushes it ahead. Baseline inside. Up and no rebound as the shot put up by Jordan Barker. Second chance, Garrett's the left-handed three is good. And Tyson Garrett's makes it 3-0 Albany. It is Carter Beer, Jordan Barker, Brady Gable, Trent Imholt, and Tyson Garrett's on the court for Albany's Coach Corey Schlegel tonight. Right side for Kirby Fisher. Fisher through the lane, now kicks out to Noah Oberfeld. Oberfeld for Wincher. Wincher will drive on Beer and score. Andy Wincher for two. Andy makes it 3-2 on a layup from the left side. Beer hands it off out top. Gable from deep. That's off the strap. Hit the back of the rim and up off the support strap. And a dead ball is called. And it'll be Pierce down one with possession. Fisher and Wincher bring it up as the Huskies retreat to half court. At the logo, Carter Beer will greet Andy Wincher. Ian Oberfeld comes to set a screen. Now it's Fisher feeding it low to Oberfeld. Back to Kirby behind the arc, left side. Now Noah Oberfeld. Oberfeld, the freshman. Off to Jones, the senior. Left-hand dribble drive. He got caught in traffic. Back to Kirby to keep it alive. Jones, left side against the man-to-man of Albany. Fisher out front. Now Jones left of the circle. Patient trip up court here for the Pioneers as Jones will knife to the basket and score and give Pierce the lead. 4-3, 3 minutes in. Good attack by Zach Jones. Now Carter Beer quarterbacks his team. Cut off by Wincher, lost his footing, but the ball rolls to Garrett. And now here's a drive, and we've got a foul called, and it's on Wincher. Wincher tried to take the charge and got called for the block. Andy's first, team's first. It'll be a pass in Garrett's. to Gable. Back to Beer out front. Garrett, left side, ball fake, got him to the lane. Back out. Beer, right side, three, short, rebound, Noah Oberfeld. 14:40 to play. Here's Winter penetrating. He got knocked to the floor. They're going to get Carter Beer on the block on the other end of the court. Carter's first, Albany's first. Piers led Mora Tuesday by 11 at half, but got outscored badly in the second half to fall to the Mustangs. Here's Oberfeld muscling it up. No, good defense on the post, forcing Ian to kick it out and reset. Now it's Zach Jones. Jones leaves it off for Winter for Noah Oberfeld. Oberfeld for Kirby Fisher. Fisher looks to drive inside. Albany with some good defense forces a turnover, but then they get careless with the pass and throw it away. Trent Imholt tried to feed it to Beer cross court on a bounce pass, and it was off target. And here comes Ben Vernig in. Vernig for Kirby Fisher. Joey Stuckmeyer also in for Ian Oberfeld. Piers 4, Albany 3. And they'll throw it into the backcourt for Noah Oberfeld near the scorer's table. Checked there defensively by Trent Imholt. Jones for Stuckmeyer. Joey, the sophomore, three-point artist, gives it off to Noah Oberfeld. Now Jones out front, guarded by Barker. Here's Noah's three. A lot of air under it. Missed it. Vernick battles for the board, puts it up and scores. Hard inside, makes it 6-3. Ben had such a good game here last year in the playoffs. There's Winter deflecting it and going four steps up into the crowd, trying to save it. He'll head back to the court. And it'll be an Albany pass in front court just to the right of assistant coach Andy Leidenfrost. Here's Carter Beer now through the Husky logo at midcourt. Guarded by Winter. Looking to go. Good switch by Vernig. They throw it down inside and a bucket by Garretts got loose. Tyson Garretts with two. Here's Winter driving and dishing to Noah Oberfeld. Back out to Jones. Right side, Winter in front of the Albany bench. Now Noah's got it in his hands, right to Joey Stuckmeyer. Deep three for Joey, reins in. Stuckmeyer from deep. And the Pioneers take a 9-5 lead here in Albany. Beer drives the lane, kicks to the corner, and a shot from there is off. Vernig with the rebound. Up ahead, Jones. Pioneers will fire away. Jones again! Three-pointer for Zach Jones. Five early points for Zach, and the Pioneers lead by seven. 12-5. 5.5 minutes in. Here's Barker out top against Stuckmeyer. Joey with the defense, but Barker with the size gets to the rim with the left hand and scores. Jordan Barker's first points. And it's a 12-7 lead for the Pioneers as Winter walks it up. Coming up on 12-15 to play. Off now to Noah. They clear out for Noah. Off to Jones. Jones looking to drive. Leaves it for Vernig. Vernig goes up and they're going to call the held ball. They're going to say that Gable got all ball, creating a jump ball. Arrow to Piers. And now Albany makes some subs. In is Sam Hondel. And I think Tanner Reese came in as well. Pass in for Winter under the hoop for Jones, and he is blocked out. It'll stay with Piers right on that left baseline. And Coach Call up, yelling down to the other end of the gym on what play he wants run. Piers up 12-7. Noah Oberfeld, the trigger man, finds Andy. Three-pointer from the lefty, long rebound. Here comes a run out for Tyson Garretts. He'll miss. Rebound followed up and in. That's Ethan Borgerding who checked in, and he's got the putback. And it's a 12-9 game. And now Jones has it tapped away, and it's out of bounds. Stays with Piers. Winter in front of the student section here in Albany, and there's a timeout on the court. Timeout. With 11:41 to go, Piers enjoying a 3-point advantage here in Albany.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. As we begin 2022, all of us at Sunrise Ag hope you and your family are healthy and happy. We also want everyone to know we are here to help you with all of your farming needs, from farm supplies, grain hauling, vernic attachments, Gravely lawnmowers, steel equipment, cattle equipment, pet food, and all of your feed needs from bags of bulk at great prices. If there is anything we can help you with in 2022, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com, or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, out of the timeout, Joey Stuckmeyer into the front court for Jones. Left corner for Andy Winter. Throws it across the lane, and one of the Huskies, I think Borgerding, kicked it out. So it stops the clock with 11 and a half minutes to play. The timeout was taken by Piers, by the way, so they've got four left. Coach Schlegel with all of his still in his pocket. Here's Noah Oberfeld drifting out to the left side. Now he takes it to the corner, and he lost the dribble. Turnover, and now Noah steals it back. He'll fire and miss. Rebound, though, Winter underneath. Andy with a hustle play. Finds Noah cutting, but that was tipped away. And here comes Tanner Reese in the lane. And, oh, he just runs right over Joey Stuckmeyer. Joey braced himself, and he knew it was coming down the tracks, and he takes the charge. Good D by Joey Stuckmeyer. That is the first on Reese, second Albany foul. And Winter will bring it up against Jordan Barker. Now to Noah Oberfeld. One hand push pass, back out. Andy standing right in the A of the logo here at Albany High School tonight. Joey Stuckmeyer in front of the Albany bench to Vernig, posting up. Right block, baby hook, good. Vernig with four. That was a nice little baseline half hook shot by Ben Vernig. And the Pioneers go up 14-9. Now Zach Jones defending on the hot shooting Garretts. And out front, he gives it off, and Reese answers with a three. Hannah Reese, his first points. And the lead is 2-14-12. Here's Joey Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer finds Zach. Zach will fire, and that's just off the end of the rim. And a run out, and this is Garretts. Slowing, getting it back. Looking for inside presence. And this is a little baseline. Nice little drop step bucket by Ethan Borgerding on Vernig. And that ties it at 14. We drop under 10 minutes to play. Nice little spurt here by Albany. Here's Stuckmeyer finding Noah Oberfeld. Both teams ready to make changes personnel-wise. Stuckmeyer has it left side. They close on him with Garretts. And Joey tries to take him off the dribble. Finds Winter. Now Noah to the left side of the free throw line, has it batted away, pulls it back, restarts his dribble, and we're down to 9.5 to play. Winter, right corner now, ball up near his ear on his left shoulder side, and it's tipped into the backcourt. Joey will retrieve. Barker shadows him up court, whistle, and a double dribble called on Joey. And now we get John Chaney and Kirby Fisher in. Vernig's out, Winter's out. For Albany, it's Reese, Hondel, Beer, Borgerding, and number 12 is Brandon Holm, who's in the game. Here's Noah Oberfeld, lost his feet. He bit on a pump fake, and that makes an easy bucket for Sam Hondel. Couple of freshmen squaring off there. Hondel beats Oberfeld that time. And Albany's got the lead, 16-14, their second lead of the game. Oh, Zach picked up his dribble, and Joey came around to help him out. Now Fisher has it at the top against Holm. Noah Oberfeld from about 28, banks it in. He almost took a seat in the Albany bench, and Oberfeld off the glass for three. Piers up one, 17-16. First points for Noah Oberfeld. Now Beer in the lane. Looks to drive on Fisher. And they're going to get Kirby getting a piece of the elbow. And it'll be Carter Beer going to the line. Kirby on the foul. That is the first on Fisher, the junior guard. Second team foul. Carter Beer will shoot a pair. He's averaging 12 points a game, second on the team. That's good. It's his first point tonight, and it ties the game at 17 apiece. Ian Oberfeld is in, and Andy Wincher returns. Noah Oberfeld is out, and the second free throw good, and Albany retakes the lead. So back and forth we go here through the first 11 minutes or so. 18-17 Huskies. Pierce possession with Fisher. Fisher into the lane, tried to thread the needle through to Oberfeld. It's knocked loose. Loose at midcourt, picked up by Stuckmeyer. Pioneers have numbers, and a bucket for Ian Oberfeld. They win a scramble battle and get the lead back, 19-18. Driving dish. Here's Holm looking in. He puts it up too hard. Rebound inside for Borgerding. Back to Holm. Left corner. Hondel pull up mid-range. In and out. Rebound Andy Wincher in traffic. Piers with 7:45 to go. Leads by one. Stuckmeyer lets it fly. Off short. Rebound. Tipped out. And I think they're going to get, yep. Fortunate that Ian didn't get called for a push there. He came crashing hard to the glass and tipped it out of bounds. 7:39 left. Vernig in, Jones out. So it's Wincher, Stuckmeyer, Vernig, Ian Oberfeld, Kirby Fisher for the Pioneers. 7.5 to play. Here's Hondel rotating off now. Back out top of the key. A three is up. It's off. Rebound. Oberfeld pulled it away from Borgerding. Here comes Vernig on the rim. He positions, goes up. Blocked by Hondel, but they'll get the foul. Boy, can he get up. But he got a piece of the body on Ben Vernig. And that'll be the first on 6'4 freshman Sam Hondel. And at the line, senior Ben Vernig. Two-shot opportunity. Ben at the line for the first. Knocks it home. Five early points for Vernig. Noah Oberfeld in for Fisher. And Brady Gable replaces Borgerding. Second for Vernig to make it a three-point lead. He does not. And Oberfeld almost got the rebound, but it comes down to the hands of Gable. Now it's Albany trailing by a bucket, 7:10 to go. Reese gives it off to Carter Beer. Beer against Wincher out on the perimeter for Holm. Brandon Holm in front of the Pioneer coaching staff, guarded by Oberfeld. Now Beer spins away from Stuckmeyer. Joey tipped it away. Bodies on the floor. Scramble. Hell ball. Arrow to Albany. Boy, Coach Call had his nose right down there in the scrum, cheering on his guys, liking the effort. 6:52 to play. Jones back in for Stuckmeyer. Coach Schlegel will counter. Garrett and Barker are going to return. Holmes checking out. Reese is out. Good ball game here. 6:52 to play in the half. Piers up by a 20-18 in Albany. They find Beer, and then the deflected ball by Wincher off of the foot of Beer. It'll stay with Piers. They get it back on an Andy Wincher defensive play. Pass in comes to Wincher on the baseline. He races up court with Beer on his right shoulder. A no-look pass. He should have looked. There was a Husky right there, and he picked it off. Now a drive to the hoop and a block. They're going to get Noah Oberfeld and going to the line will be Albany's Sam Hondel. And Noah with the foul. That's number one on Noah Oberfeld. Third Pioneer foul. Hondel for two. Hondel with 2 points, now three. Albany early on, 3-for-3 from the line. 6:39 to play. Hondel to tie it from the stripe. Off, rebound. Ben mistimed his jump, and that allows Garrett to control the board. Tyson Garrett's looking for an angle. Fall away, left hand, no, tipped off the window. Wincher has it. Then knocked to the floor. We're going to get another held ball. Out of bounds, no. Oh, they're going to give it to Albany. Off Wincher again. Bodies on the floor. Pioneers 20, Huskies 19. Just under 6.5 to go. Gable takes the inbounds. They rotate it around to the left side. Into the post. Looking to go up and under is Garrett. He missed it. And it's cradled away by Ian Oberfeld. Piers leading by one with 6:10 to play in the half. Now it's Andy Wincher quarterbacking this team. to Vernig. Left side, Jones. Low post, left side, Oberfeld. Tried to drop step on Gable. Cut off under the basket, goes out. Jones has a look for three, and he knocks it home. Zach Jones, on a nice kick out from Oberfeld, has eight, and the Pioneers lead by four, 23-19. Here's Beer, guarded closely by Wincher, and he's playing a heck of a game tonight. Into the post, Gable back out. Beer will get his shot off. That's good. Carter Beer has five as the Huskies answer with a three of their own. Back to a one-point lead, 23-22. 5:25 to go, first half. Jones got a screen from Oberfeld, takes the ball to the left side. That was Ian Oberfeld. Now Noah back for Wincher. Noah has it against Hondel. Back to Noah, and a whistle away from the ball underneath the basket as Garrett and Vernick battled for position underneath. And they're going to get Tyson Garrett's, his first, team's fourth. Stuckmeyer is back in. Trent Imholt returns for Albany. Wincher will get a chance to catch his breath. He's used a lot of energy tonight as a ball on the entry pass from Stuckmeyer kicked out. And Joey will be asked to come a little bit further down the baseline now. Joey looking, lobbed, and he threw it away. Right ahead, and here's Garrett on a breakaway. Up and in, Tyson Garrett. Little dipsy-doo layup for Garrett from the left side. All started on the defensive steal by Barker. And Albany has taken a one-point lead, 24-23. Oberfeld. Short, long rebound, and it's tracked down by Barker on the sideline near midcourt. Up ahead to Carter Beer. He'll let fly from there. Missed. Rebound Noah Oberfeld as he boxed out nicely on Trent Imholt inside. Here comes Wincher checking into the scorer's table. Stuckmeyer got bumped. That'll get Carter Beer his second. Beer got caught a little off balance, and Joey got bumped into the Albany bench, and that's the second on Carter Beer. It's the fifth team foul. And that's going to bring Tanner Reese in for Beer. Wincher in for Vernig. 4:33 to play. Again, Albany did play last night. Piers last played on Tuesday. And again, the Pioneers throw the ball away. And Garrett finishes. You are not going to beat Albany being that careless. Too many telegraph passes. And Albany is just jumping on the chances. 26-23 Huskies. Back-to-back layups off turnovers by Garrett. And now Jones throws one up that didn't really have a chance, and it goes out of bounds. Coach Call might be thinking about a timeout. Yes, indeed. He wants to settle his team down. He's seen a little ragged play in the last 45 seconds or so. Albany up by three, 26-23, 4:14 to play in the half.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies want country boys.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
Plus the fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Brandl Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, and Hilmerson Sports Center.
Back to action. Albany with the ball in their hands. Couple of shots off target, and there is Zach Jones corralling the rebound. 3:42 to play. First half, Albany by three. A game that's had numerous lead changes. Right now, Albany by three, their largest lead. Piers has led by five. Left side for Wincher, behind the arc, guarded by Tyson Garrett. 26-23, Albany. There's another steal by Garrett. He will go up and score again. And Tyson Garrett has 11 first-half points. And I would say about at least 8 of those are off turnovers. And guess what? As a word was out of my mouth, the Pioneers throw it away. Imholt finds Gable, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Oberfeld. Pioneers with under 3 to play find themselves trailing now by 5. They need something here on the offensive end. Here's Joey Stuckmeyer for Noah Oberfeld, guarded by Imholt. Top of the key for Jones, left side. Guarded there by Reese. Winter thought about it. Hands it off to Stuckmeyer coming around. Now Noah Oberfeld. Ooh, lucky he didn't get a little offensive push foul. He kind of cleared out with his right arm, creating some space with Trent Imholt. Back out to Stuckmeyer. We're down to 220. Little shake and bake. Joey takes it into the lane, kicks out to Noah. Right side against Imholt again. Couple of bounces. Back to Jones. Jones picked up his dribble. Stuckmeyer cannot handle the bounce pass. Stolen away and out of bounds. The only thing that saves a turnover there is the fact that Jordan Barker went sliding across the floor and slid across the sideline. Ian Oberfeld's coming out. Ben Vernick is back. And now Kirby Fisher comes to the scorer's table. Back in for Albany, Sam Hondel and Ethan Borgerding. Joey Stuckmeyer also sits as Vernick and Fisher checked in. Vernick takes the entry pass at midcourt on the snout of the Husky. Back to the corner. Winchers left alone. His three is up. It is no good. Rebound loose. Pulled away by Borgerding. Pioneers have gone cold on the offensive end. Bodies again hit the floor. Here's Barker over Jones. No. Rebound Zach Jones. Jones rips it away from Borgerding. Now he slows down as he crosses the timeline. Vernick spins, leaves a drop pass for Winter, puts it up, it rolls across the rim and came out of the cylinder, but Andy was fouled. He'll shoot two. I think they're going to get Borgerding. Number 2 on Ethan Borgerding. And it is the 16 foul. This is a shooting foul for Winter. And that one crawls off, no good. And he's got 2 points tonight. Now Gable back in for Borgerding. 140 left, first half. Winter makes the back end. 3 points now for Andy Winter. And the lead is 4, 28-24 Albany with 95 seconds to go. Tanner Reese to the left side, working on Fisher. Looking to enter. Now it's Jones. Back to Reese. Reese throws it down low. Denied. And off the fingertips of Gable. Good interior post defense by Vernig. Creates an Albany turnover. And the Pioneers will come back. Chance to make it a one possession game here with 80 seconds to go. A minute 20 as Winter works on Tyson Garrett. Winter hands it off to Noah. Knocked on the floor. And it's picked off by Hondel. Hondel with the turnover. Now he's into the front court. Leaves it off for Gable. Left side for Barker. 1 minute to play in Albany, and Fisher steals it from Garrett. And the Pioneers throw it back. And here's Hondel. He loses the ball going up. Comes right to Fisher. 50 seconds left. Back out. Here's Jones from about 22. He shot at 23, and it goes off the back rim. They're going to get Vernick on a push. Ben will pick up the foul, battling for inside position. First on Ben, only the fourth Piers foul. Clock stops with 42 seconds left. That'll bring Joey Stuckmeyer in for Noah Oberfeld. Albany also subs in Brandon Holm and coming to the scorer's table late as Barker sits. Number 23 is Carter Voss, seeing his first action. 37 seconds left. And now Winter gets knocked down and is called for a blocking foul. He wasn't set, and Andy's picked up his second. 35 seconds on the clock. 28-24 Albany. Holm throws it into the backcourt. Garrett out races Zach Jones. Here's Tyson Garrett to the corner. Holm inside. Gable didn't realize that his defender had fallen down, and he missed a short one, and it's picked off by Stuckmeyer with 20 seconds left. Up the left side. Joey across midcourt, guarded by Voss. Winter set a screen, off for Fisher now, 10 to play. Kirby Fisher, off for Jones with 7. Jones, top of the key. Who wants the shot? It's got to be Zach now. Time running out. Zach got a defender off his feet, puts it up, it's in! Zach Jones at the buzzer! From near midcourt, a leaner to the right side, and Zach heaved it home to finish the half. Jones finishes the half with 10, and the Pioneers finish the half only down 1. Albany 28, Pierce 27.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Katie Leidenfrost, a member of the girls' basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Alyssa Palu and Connor Cruz, and our AAA winners, Kiara Olish and Lance Otremba. All winter sports seasons are in full swing. Come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after.
All right, I think we are back here in Albany, just starting the second half. It is a 33-30 Albany lead as we return to action. There's a missed shot for the Huskies. Rebound, Joey Stuckmeyer. And the Pioneers have the ball with Noah Oberfeld. Oberfeld leaves it for Vernick. Right-hand bucket and one. Vernick on the shot off the Noah Oberfeld assist. And Vernick will go to the line with his free throw opportunity to tie the game. It is 33-32 Albany. Shot up. And we are tied. 15-25 left to play. Pierce 33, Albany 33. Carter Beer across the timeline. Gets a Hondel screen, doesn't use it, goes to the left corner instead. And they work it to Gable, trying to muscle. Comes off, rebound, off Gable. It'll be Pierce ball. Pierce ball with a tie game. 33 apiece, 15:06 left to play. It is Winter, Vernig, Stuckmeyer, Jones, and Noah Oberfeld on the court. Here's Winter, handing to Joey. One dribble now, Vernig, to Jones. Jones in front of the Pioneer bench. Oberfeld, three, he got, count it, no, wave it off. They're going to call a moving screen. Joe Call can't believe it. Noah hits the three, but the foul was called on Vernig. And that's two on Ben, and no three-pointer, no lead change. We remain tied, 14:45 to go. Here's Jordan Barker, off to Gable, to Hondel, back out to Tyson Garretts. Garretts leans in, and they're going to get Vernick on a block, and that's back-to-back fouls on Ben, and he's got three now. Garrett's so lanky and lean, he can just angle his body at different angles, and he just got Ben off balance, and now Garrett's got it again. They put Jones on him. Gable to Beer. Cut off his path to the right side by Winter. Out to the top goes Barker. Barker, crossover dribble. Kick to the corner. I can't see who shot it, but it's missed. Rebound missed. Rebound whistle, foul. And who? They're going to get Ben again. Three fouls in about a minute on Ben Vernig. I think that's four on Ben. It is. Vernig called for the moving screen, called for a block, and now called for a push. He gets the hat trick in a minute. Right side. It's Garrett's. Garrett's one-on-one on Jones. Forced him to give up the dribble. Barker beats Stuckmeyer. Left hand off the window. Jordan Barker with the strong move. He's got four, and the lead is two. 35-33. Under 14 to play. Here's an Oberfeld three. Got it. Piers up by one. They left Noah alone out top, and he drained it. Timeout. Piers 36, Albany 35, following the Noah Oberfeld three-pointer. And the Pioneers, who are right. Yep, you bet, Scott. So the Pioneers, who were back and forth with Albany in the first half, leading by as many as five. They trailed by one at half. Now they're back up by one as Coach Schlegel uses the timeout. His first. Coach Call has two remaining. Pierce has eight now for Noah Oberfeld, eight for Benton Vernig, 11 for Zach Jones, including a near half-court leaner at the buzzer at halftime that trimmed the lead to one. So it'll be a sideline pass, and those students really right up on the floor on down there. Beer has it against Winter. Winter, Lawson got picked off. Beer will take advantage and knock down an elbow jumper. Good screen freed up Carter Beer, and he's got a 10-point game. The lead is back to Albany, 37-36. Now Joey Stuckmeyer hands to Zach Jones. Jones cut off by Barker to Winter. Back to Noah Oberfeld, guarded out on the perimeter by Imholt. Now it's in the hands of sophomore Joey Stuckmeyer. Joey got bumped as he drove. Oh, they're going to get another moving screen, and this is going to send Joe off the edge over there. The referee says he stuck his knee out, and that was Ian Oberfeld. First on Ian, already five fouls on the Pioneers. We haven't even played 5 minutes. We'll see if one of those goes the other way. Not that time. Beer uses another screen to get a shot off. And there was Borgerding with a big right-hand rebound. Beer, floater in the lane. Got it. Carter Beer. Strong start to the half. Seven in this half. 12 in the game now for Beer. And a whistle. And we might have a tee here. We might have had maybe a bench warning, I think, is the call. No technical, but Joe just got warned. I told you, Joe was close to going off the edge. And the baseline official said, Coach Call, sit down. So Joe takes a seat. Pioneers keep the ball, and a whistle and a foul inside. This will go on Albany with 12:47 left. And it goes on Jordan Barker. Barker with his first, third of the half. Here's a Stuckmeyer three. Count it! Joey from the corner. Six tonight for Joey Stuckmeyer. Pierce has tied it at 39. Pass into the paint. Muscling up. Oberfeld got a piece. And it comes down to Joey Stuckmeyer. Good defense inside by the junior. Ian Oberfeld. Now Noah. Noah trying to take Imholt off the dribble. Uses the right hand. Stopped. Looks for help. Winter comes around. Andy looks to drive into the lane. Finds Ian. Pump fake. Got him up in the air. And it crawls off the rim. Ian was fouled. He will shoot two. Good little head fake by Ian Oberfeld. And a good job by the Pioneers finding him inside. The foul on Borgerding. Number three on him. Oberfeld misses the first. Ian now one for three. We are tied at 39 with 12-12 to play. Good energetic crowd here tonight. Oberfeld puts Pierce up. One of two, and it's 40-39, Pioneers. Carter Beer across midcourt, guarded by Winter. Now for Tyson Garretts. He's their money man along with Beer. Borgerding scoops it out again for Garretts. Dumps it down low, and there's a bucket by Borgerding. Borgerding with a nice offensive post move. He's got six, and the lead is 41-40. Here's Zach Jones out on the top for Joey Stuckmeyer. Oberfeld back to Joey. Give and go. Oberfeld looking to collect. He tipped it out to the line, or it's picked off by Trent Imholt. And then he throws it away, intended for Garrett in the corner. 11:26 to go. Here comes John Chaney being brought into the lineup. Chaney will replace Oberfeld. I think Oberfeld is doing something with his shoe. I'm not so sure he didn't tweak an ankle or something. His left shoe is coming off over there on the bench. Yeah, he's rubbing that left foot. I don't know. I think he got a cramp in that foot. That's what I do when I get a cramp. Take off my shoe and rub it. Here's Oberfeld. That's Noah. Now to Joey Stuckmeyer. Back out for Zach Jones. 11:05 to play in the ball game. Here's Jones throwing it for Chaney. Threw it away. Here comes Barker the other way up the sideline in front of the Albany bench. For a trailing Imholt, he goes in. He is called for the charge. Wincher takes the charge. That'll go on Trent Imholt. His first 6 Albany fouls. It has been a physical start to the second half. We haven't even played 8 minutes. We barely played 7. 7:06 officially off the clock. We've had 11 fouls called. 6 on Albany, 5 on Pierce. Both teams nearly in the bonus. And we aren't even 7 minutes into the half. Here's Wincher for Jones. Jones likes what he sees, and he misfired long. And it's run down by Borgerding. Now to Carter Beer. Albany by 1 with the ball. Beer for Garrett. Free throw line pull-up. No, rebound Wincher. He was drifting a little bit to the right and couldn't get it squared up. Now Jones back for Wincher. 10:20 to go. Wincher. Looking for help for Stuckmeyer. Joey. He'll step back, pop it, and miss it. Rebound, Garrett on the baseline. I like that. That's a good shot for Joey, though. I'll take that. He'll knock that down more times than he won't. Garrett's looking for room. Chaney cut off his path. Back out front now. They work it down low. Borgerding looking to spin. Goes up on Jones. And they're going to get Zach on the foul, I believe. And this would be number 1 on Zach. And both teams now, 8 minutes and 1 second into the half, are in the bonus. Shooting foul for Borgerding. That one is drained. Ethan Borgerding has 7. Chaney out, and Ian Oberfeld returns. And now Tanner Reese returns. Reese for Beer. Albany 42, Pierce 40, 9:59 left regulation. And the second is good. 8 for Ethan Borgerding. 1 possession game for the Pioneers trailing Albany. Here's Ian Oberfeld blocked by Borgerding, who went straight up and rejected. Little jump hook in the lane by Ian was sent back at him. Here's Imholt getting deep, kicking to Borgerding, left wing. Now Reese, quick ball movement to Holm. Brandon Holm off for Borgerding, back to Imholt. Imholt. Pick and roll, kick to the corner, home from 20, right side short. Rebound inside Borgerding. Borgerding had a tip, battles, throws it to the sideline. Reese saved in, but right to Zach Jones. Jones in transition to Stuckmeyer. Back out for Noah Oberfeld. 9:15 remaining. Noah, they isolate for the freshman. He pulls up and hits. Noah Oberfeld ties the game. 11 for Oberfeld. Midway through the second half, it's 43 all. Here's Reese dishing back to Borgerding. Pioneers are in a zone. Garrett throws up an air ball, and the Pioneers will have a chance to regain the lead. 8:52 to go. Pioneers down by 1 at half. They have tied it up here. Here is Oberfeld now stepping across the timeline. Noah. Drives. Here's Wincher. Wincher inside. Throws it for Jones. Corner look. No. Borgerding doing an awesome job on the boards. Another board. Here's Reese stepping around Jones. Jones got a piece of it, and it comes down to Wincher. Now it's Albany's offense that has gone a little cold. 8:20 to go. Tie game. Timeout. Pierce in a battle with Albany here, 43-43. I believe this was a Pierce timeout. And that takes Joe Call down to two remaining. Albany wins the two earlier level games, C-Squad and JV contests. 62-36 in the C-Squad game, 72-42 in the JV. Wrestlers are home tonight. Rush City Bram and Malacca are in town. The Piers Pizzazz return to action. They've had a lengthy layoff. They're dancing in Alexandria tomorrow. And the Mark Jensen Youth Wrestling Open is tomorrow. Big youth wrestling tournament at Piers. So come on out for that. Timeout is over. 43-43. Both teams have had their moments. Both teams have been a little careless. Piers has the ball coming out of the timeout. Zach Jones will inbounds on the sideline. Stuckmeyer, Wincher, and the two Oberfeld boys. They bounce it in and it's kicked out by Tanner Reese. Tanner Reese got a foot on it, so it'll stay with the Piers Pioneers. And it's a backcourt throw-in now to Andy Wincher. 8:15 to play, regulation in Albany. Here's Noah Oberfeld finding Joey Stuckmeyer. Now it's Zach Jones. They isolate on him. Oberfeld, they've put Hondel on him. Oberfeld steps to the basket and missed. He may have got away with a travel there. Beer the other way. Up ahead, transition shot for Barker, short. Good box out by Joey Stuckmeyer. Allows Wincher to run down the loose ball rebound. Under eight to play. Wincher gets an Ian Oberfeld screen. Finds Jones. Got Reese to drive. Inside. Oberfeld missed. And here's Albany coming back with Tanner Reese. Good look inside for Ian. He just didn't finish. There's Jones denying. Picked off by Stuckmeyer. Still tied at 43. 7.5 to play. Here's Oberfeld. And they're going to wave it off. They're going to call an Albany foul, I believe, on Hondel running through a screen this time. Hondel, I believe, is going to get this. Yes, Sam Hondel. That is number two on him. It's 1-1 for Andy Wincher. Wincher was the screener. He's the guy that got knocked to the floor, so it wasn't a shooting foul. And here's Garrett's in for Reese. Gable in for Borgerding. 1-1 for senior guard Andy Wincher. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Loose. Oberfeld's got it. Inside for Jones. And it rolled off. And now Wincher flies in and steals it back. Stuckmeyer whistle. Travel called. Traveling violation on Joey when the Pioneers looked like they were ready to get a pretty good shot off. Carter Beer will walk it across midcourt. 7:10 to play. Into the post for Hondel. Back for Carter Beer. Pull up over Ian Oberfeld. No. Rebound. Wincher has it. Pioneers are doing a better job on the defensive glass this half. That's what really killed them against Mora the other night. Jones stopped in the corner. Finds Wincher. Now Andy thought about it. Goes to Noah Oberfeld. He's asking for a screen from his big brother. He gets it. Ian peels to the basket, and they'll reset. Noah didn't like the pick and roll. Noah wants to take his man. He got Gable off his feet, but passed it off to Wincher. 6.5 to play. Here's Joey Stuckmeyer. Off for Zach Jones, still well out on the floor. He's now closer to midcourt than he is to the top. Here is Oberfeld from the student section. He missed it. Rebound, tip to Albany. Garrett has numbers, 2-on-2. Stops, pops. No, missed. Rebound. Jones elevates. Hondel pulls it away. Foul called. Somebody shooting free throws here as the teams battle here in Albany. And the foul on Noah Oberfeld. That is Noah's second. Seventh Pioneer foul. Team fouls are even at 7. Ian Oberfeld out. Ben Vernig returns. At the line, freshman Sam Hondel. 3 first-half points, has not scored this half. Now he has. 44-43 Albany. Hondel averaging about 5.5 a game, and he makes them both, and he's right at 5 points now. Albany leads 45-43. 6:05 to play here in Albany. It's Wincher, ball in his hand, man-to-man by the Huskies. Wincher off for Noah, quickly to the right side to Stuckmeyer. Vernick battling with Gable inside. Now Noah sees a lane. Noah cradles the ball with that left hand, missed it. Vernick reads it, puts it up, right hand, doesn't, yes, it does go. Vernick gets the soft roll. 10 tonight for Ben Vernick, and we're tied at 45. Beer looking for an opening. Good use of the left hand spin. Missed it though. Gable lost the rebound. Vernick muscled it away. Pierce can grab the lead with 5.5 minutes left. Oberfeld. No, halfway down. Gable pulls it out of midair. Up ahead, they got numbers. Barker for Hondel. Off balance and a charge on Hondel. Boy, did he go flying in. And the Pioneers take a charge. Hondel with the foul, his third. Eighth team foul. Player control foul does not result in free throws. It goes as a turnover. 5:15 to play, game tied at 45 in Albany. Stuckmeyer faces up against Garrett. Garrett's really pressuring the sophomore. Now it's Vernick. Goes into the lane. Little off balance. Can't get a shot off. Beer rips it away. Carter Beer with the quick hands. Beer, head on a swivel, finds Barker slashing. Reverse for two. Jordan Barker gives Albany a lead with a baseline reverse right to left. 47-45, 4:45 to play. Here's Jones. Jones starts into the lane, leaves it for Vernick. Vernick runs her down right in front of me. Ben about 8 feet away from me. Here's Wincher, pass inside, stolen away. Here comes Albany. Garrett's fouled by Jones. And now it'll be Tyson Garrett's making a trip to the line as the Pioneers commit their eighth foul of the half. Tyson Garrett's wearing number 22, left-handed junior. A 16-point per game average. And he's got 13, now 14. 48-45 Albany. Trying to stretch their possession lead to two. Exactly 4.5 minutes left. Pierce, two timeouts left. Next held ball is Albany's. Ian Oberfeld checking in as Garrett knocks it home. Here's Oberfeld in for Vernick. Albany 49, Pierce 45. Good to see a lot of the girls basketball team here tonight for the Pioneers, even those that might be a little gimpy. Two girls wearing knee braces tonight suffered at Cathedral last night in the girls' 59-40 win over the Crusaders. Here's Wincher, cross-court baseline to Stuckmeyer, step back, over Gable, short, loose ball, Beer has it. Noah better hustle back. Beer fires it ahead. Here comes Garrett's fall away. Yes, Tyson Garrett's. Four consecutive points, and the lead is six. Biggest of the night for Albany, 51-45. With under 4 minutes to play, Zach Jones feeds it off. Noah, a little trouble collecting it. Now Noah gets loose. Noah goes up strong and is fouled. Noah Oberfeld for two. You can tell these guys are expending energy. A lot of deep breaths out there, hands on hips. As it's two shots, the foul called on Gable, his second. And this is the first of two for Noah Oberfeld as the Albany students making some noise. And it's off to the right. No good. 11 tonight for Noah Oberfeld. One more. And that one is in. 12 for Noah Oberfeld. Makes it a 5-point Albany lead. It is 51-46. Here's Tyson Garrett. We're down to 3:40 to play. Garrett's posting up on Jones. Fall away. No. And Barker tipped it out to Gable. Three, Gable. That play was created, though, by Jordan Barker, who flew in and tipped it out without hitting the ground in midair. And the lead is 8. 3:15 to play. The Pioneers need some offense, as right now it's Joey Stuckmeyer in front of Coach Call. Joey picked up his dribble, and Coach Call gets the timeout, leaving him with one remaining. Pierce trailing by 8. They've been outscored 9-1. It was tied at 45, and it's now 54-46. Albany. Good crowd here tonight. I can only imagine the golden voice of Kirby Hemish, how he would call this game. Oh, there's Kirby right there. He is calling the game for Chasm. Yeah. Albany, back-to-back nights, and then they come back next week going to the Glenwood Starbuck area, Minnewaska, and they'll return home a week from tonight against Cathedral. These two teams will get the rematch in Pierce on February the 10th. Great atmosphere tonight. Pierce and Albany, 54-46 in favor of the Huskies. They are on a 9-1 scoring run when it was tied at 45. Pierce has the ball. And coming to get the entry pass, Stuckmeyer. Here's Winter, and he threw it away to Gable. And now Beer will take it ahead. Carter Beer, little stop and go move. Back to the basket. Gable will try again, and Gable, no. Garrett's follows, yes. Nobody boxed out on Tyson Garrett's, and it's 56-45. Albany stretching it to 11. Ben Vernick prepares to come in. Now Winter. Gable with the block. And Joe Call looks at the trailing official and says, you cannot be serious. Joe already has a bench warning. He can't say too much. Gable, a first time, a second time. Finally, rebound, Noah Oberfeld. 2:20 to play, 56-46. Here's Ian Oberfeld behind the arc. He'll fire, and it's off the rim. Rebound, Jordan Barker. And here's Hondel for Garrett's left arc. Steps back, sets the feet, fires, missed it, and there inside was Hondel tipping the rebound. It rolls to the corner. It's awarded to the Pioneers. It'll be Vernick checking in for Ian Oberfeld. Pioneers are down to a minute 59. They have battled hard here tonight, but they need to make some things happen here in the final 2 minutes. Ian Oberfeld to Noah Oberfeld. Step back three for Noah. Off the glass, no. Vernick tips the rebound. Loose on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Gable. Gable with numbers. Jones swats it out of there. Jones in transition. Jones will put it up and draw a foul. No basket. In the NBA, that counts, but not here. Albany's going to use a timeout. Coach Schlegel wants to talk it over. The foul, let's see if I've got who that was on. I believe Barker with his second. And it'll be 1-1 for Zach Jones after this Albany timeout. Girls return to action on Monday and Tuesday next week. Two more road games. The Pioneer girls will play 11 of their first 12 on the road before they host Little Falls next Friday, a week from tonight, in a boy-girl doubleheader. Their only home game has been December 6th at home, the overtime win over Esco. They'll be at Bram on Monday and at Mora on Tuesday. So they will have gone to that part of the state for what they will have needed to this year. They'll have gone to Malacca. They'll have gone to Foley. They'll have gone to Mora. They'll have gone to Bram. They'll have gone to Pine City. They are all over the eastern part of the state. And Pierce shooting 1-1. Zach Jones toes the line. Zach Jones for the first of two, first to get the second. Up and good. Zach now with a dozen. That's his first point of the half, though. Makes it 56-47. And now the second. Zach calmly knocked them both. Didn't even draw iron on either shot. Pioneers with pressure. Pierce has one timeout left. Next held ball belongs to Albany. Backcourt, Barker finds a streaking Carter Beer. Beer throws it loose on the floor, tipped out of bounds. They award it to Albany. Kicked out by, I believe, Vernig or Jones. And we're down to a minute 29 left to play. Cleanup on aisle three. Here's Garrett working his way out front. Clock an issue. And Wincher will reach and grab a hold of Hondel. Andy picks up his fourth. And at the line will be 6 foot, 4 inch freshman Sam Hondel. And now Gable will leave, replaced by Trent Imholt. We are down to a minute 25. Tanner Reese is going to be put in. Nope, Coach Slagle says, come back here, young man. I changed my mind. Here's the front end. It's no good. Oberfeld with the rebound off the Hondel miss. Piers needs some quick offense. It'll start with a, Jones faked it. Now drives, scoops up, and missed. Rebound Vernig. Vernig up. Doesn't go, but a foul. Ben will shoot two. This will be on Trent Imholt, and it'll be the second on him. And now Coach Schlegel is going to make a move after this first free throw. Vernig for two. 10 points tonight for Ben. And that one is long. No good. Pioneers need every point they can get here, so free throw misses are critical. 56-48, a minute 13 to play. Here's Vernig. Up and good. Vernig gets one of two. 11 for Ben. Now the subs come in. Gable's back in. Vernig checked out. Pioneers have Jones, the two Oberfeld, Stuckmeyer and Wincher out there. Clock starts. Beer lost it to Noah Oberfeld. Then a held ball. Carter Beer creates that held ball, getting the ball back on an arrow. Oh, to be an AD, huh? Mr. Bunchy put... Oh, Wincher almost with a steal. And what do we got? I believe Albany has used another timeout. It is not over yet. 109 to play. Albany with the lead, 56-49. Albany will have the ball after the held ball possession, so they should switch the arrow as soon as they inbound the ball. Albany now has two timeouts left, one for the Pioneers. Both teams are in the double bonus. It was 28-27 Albany at half, and they had a stretch of ball where they outscored Pierce 9-1. It was 45-45. And just like that, it became 54-46, and Albany has been able to hold off the Pioneers since that time, about 5 minutes ago. It's been a well-officiated game tonight. Now the Pioneers break their huddle. Here comes Albany. Albany's got the ball. The Pioneers will pressure the ball. John Chaney, longest wingspan on the team, so John will be guarding the inbounds, trying to create as much havoc as he can. Referee hands the ball to Hondel. Hondel finds Barker. They want a foul. Coach Call asking for a foul, and it's Ryan Stuckmeyer grabbing a hold of the jersey of Carter Beer. Ryan, that's Joey. Well, I think I called Lindsay Courtney last night, and I know I've called Alyssa Emily, and No, I've called Joey Ryan. Beer missed the first. He'll get the second. Double bonus time. Winter and Vernick are back in. Cheney and Oberfeld leave. That's Ian Oberfeld. Imholt is back. Gable sits. 103 to go. One shot for Carter Beer. And he makes that one. Carter Beer with 8 second half points. It is 57-49. 1 minute to play. Pick and roll. Vernig to the basket. Strip a foul. Vernig for two. And I think it'll be Tyson Garrett's called for the violation. It is number 22. Garrett's picks up only his second of the night. So as active as he is, he also plays a clean defensive game tonight. First for Ben is good. 4 for 6 from the line tonight for Ben Vernig. He's got a dozen points. 56.9 seconds remain. Vernig rattled that one in. And now Cheney and Ian Oberfeld come in. Defense for offense. Noah's out. Cheney in. And the pass will come in from Hondel to Beer. Beer doubled and a foul called. I think this is going to go on John Cheney or Andy Winter. It's Andy, and that'll disqualify Winter. Winter will foul out. He pled his case to have it go against 15, but John was the second part of that double team. But Andy's night will end on that call with 55 seconds left. Winter will foul out with 3 points tonight, and Coach Call will use the substitution time as a de facto timeout. It is 57-51. And now the referees tell everybody to get back on the court. Let's finish this game. Beer for two. It is a 57-51 Albany lead. These are two big free throws. If he makes one of these two, it makes it really difficult. He made it really difficult. 58-51. Ice in the veins on a cold night. 58-51, Beer now with a strong second half. 14-9 this half for Carter Beer. On its way, good rotation and nothing but net. Carter Beer may have put this one to bed. 59-51, whistle as the ball rolls up court. Pioneers were going to let the ball roll and then pick it up, saving as much valuable time as they could, and I don't know why they stopped it. Huh? Oh. So they let the clock run, which now it allows Albany to pressure the ball, and that's a break that just goes Albany's way. Pioneers were going to save. It's going to be a small factor. It's not going to decide this one at all, but that shouldn't have happened. Here's Zach Jones looking for any space. Noah Oberfeld, 45 seconds left. Noah's still going. Noah up and a foul. No, yes, a foul. Loud enough that you can't hear the whistle, but the right arm of the official comes up. Foul on Carter Beer, his third. And at the line is Noah Oberfeld shooting two. 44 seconds left. Noah. Need these. Need them both. Got one. 13 tonight for Noah Oberfeld. Gable back in for Imholt. Huskies were momentarily on the 6-on-5 power play. Pioneers pulled their goalie. 44 seconds left. Up and good. Oberfeld calmly hits them both. And now John Cheney replaces Ben Vernick to pressure the ball. 59-53. Need a turnover. John jumping up and down. They got it to Gable. They will foul him. Gable and Oberfeld bump each other, and the Richter scale reflects it. Two big boys there. Gable for two. As Ian picks up his second. 42 seconds left. Gable shooting a pair. Gable long. Missed it. Brady Gable has three. He was part of that big run midway through the half that allowed Albany to stretch the lead. This is still a two-possession game if he misses this. He did not miss. Gable, a big free throw. 60-53 with 42 seconds left. Full court pressure. Noah Oberfeld. Cross midcourt against Garrett. Noah looking for Jones. Bad pass. Lost it. Now a pass into the front court. Saved in. And it's to Stuckmeyer. 30 seconds left. Joey shielding off Garrett. Looks off for Noah. Noah from midcourt. No. Scramble. Verdict gets it away to Stuckmeyer. No. Tipped again. Out of bounds. Pierce ball with 14 seconds left. 60-53. Time running short for the Pioneers tonight. Pass into Vernick for Noah. Corner three. Yes! Swish! And then the final timeout for Coach Joe Call. 60-56. Boy, that ball wasn't in Noah's hands for more than a split second, and he wheeled and let her rip. And nothing but the bottom of the net for Noah Oberfeld. That is his fourth made three of the night. And it pushes his point total to 17. But the Pioneers down by four look for a quick foul again by the defense. The assistant coaches for Albany making sure with the referees that their inbounds man can run the baseline. Always a critical factor. You don't want your guy to think he's got to stay planted in one spot. The timeout came after the made field goal attempt, so it is legal for that man to roam freely up and down the baseline. Timeout is over. 60-56, Albany by four. Pretty good way to spend a Friday night in a high school gymnasium here in Albany tonight. Here come the Huskies. Pioneers are waiting for them. It'll be Ben Vernick to defend against Sam Hondel to trigger it in. Length of the floor to go. Look for a very quick foul, maybe even before the clock starts. And there it is, Joey Stuckmeyer. Reaching across the body of Jordan Barker. Joey gets his second personal. That took 7/10. And it's Barker for two. Barker with 6 points. But it just seems like he has been involved in some very key plays. He had a big reverse layup. That one short. I think the biggest play Barker made tonight, he came flying in for a rebound, and in midair, without grabbing the ball, he just tipped it out to Gable, who let fly and made a three. One more for Barker. And it is good. Barker makes it 61-56. Here's Noah Oberfeld, midcourt. He lets her fly from 30, in and out. Rebound, Garrett's whistle, foul Ian Oberfeld. And it's going to be Tyson Garrett's. One more trip to the free throw line. Again, Albany will come to Piers on February the 10th. Garrett's for two for number 22. 20 points now for Garrett's. 11 in the first half, now 9 in this half. He is a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Oh, jinxed him. Rebound, Vernig. Half court, Jones. No, the horn sounds. And the final, Albany, 62. Piers, 56. Albany with a hard-fought, well-played 6-point victory over the Pioneers tonight. It was at 45-45 tie when Albany went on a 9-1 scoring run and they held the lead the rest of the way. That was about 8 minutes remaining in the game. So Albany improves their record now to 2-0 in the Granite Ridge. And their overall mark goes to 8-2. They'll be at Minnewaska on Tuesday. For the Pioneers, they are now 4-6. Conference-wise, 0-2. Pioneers return to action on Tuesday. They'll host a non-conference game against the Uppsala Cardinals. Always a fun time to come here to Albany, and we had another whale of a ball game here tonight as we run through a quick look at the scoring totals. First of all, for Albany, Sam Hondel with 5, Ethan Borgerding with 8, Tanner Reese with 3. It was 7 for Jordan Barker, Brady Gable with 4, 20 for Tyson Garretts to lead them tonight, 15 for Carter Beer. Playing but not scoring, Trent Imholt, Brandon Holm, and Carter Voss. For the Pioneers, so we run through things. Joey Stuckmeyer finishes with 6. 13 for Zach Jones. 13 for Ben Vernig. 3 for Andy Winter. Ian Oberfeld. Can't read my writing. Either 3 or 4. Can't tell if I filled that circle in on the made free throw yet or not. 17 tonight for Noah Oberfeld. I can tell. Playing but not scoring, John Chaney and Kirby Fisher. It was 4 for Ian Oberfeld. 17 for Noah, 13 for Ben. That's 30. 13 for Zach Jones, that's 43. 6 for Joey is 49. 3 for Andy Winter is 52. And 4 for Ian is 56. It adds up. I like when the numbers match. So the Pioneers will host Albany on, I should say, will host Uppsala on Tuesday. And Albany will go to Minnewaska on Tuesday. And that's going to do it for us here tonight as we will go with the You Are There Sports Frosties. Player of the game, Coach Call, as he always does, has headed into the locker room. He always addresses the team post-game before he makes his way back out into the gymnasium. Other games tonight in boys' hoops include Zimmerman playing at Mille Lacs. It's the only other conference game tonight. Royalton was playing at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, St. John's Prep at Holdingford, New London Spicer at BBE. Yellow Medicine East at Rick Hendrickson's Painesville squad. Rick Hendrickson, an Albany graduate. Browerville was at Monaga tonight. Osakis at Staples Motley. Aiken was at Pillager. It was Brainerd at Ricori. Apollo hosting Alexandria. Wilmer at Tech. Sauk Center having a very good season as they are home tonight against Montevideo. Melrose is over in Minnewaska. Breckenridge up at Esco as we take a look at teams. Up in 7AA, Esco home to Breckenridge. Moose Lake Willow River is home tonight against Cromwell Wright. Mesabi East is home to Eveleth Gilbert. It is Floodwood playing at Two Harbors. Hermantown has made the trek to Virginia. Little Fork Big Falls taking on Greenway, a team we saw during the Aiken tournament. Hinckley Finlayson is at Mille Lacs against the Raiders. Legacy Christians at Spectrum. Spectrum out of 6AA. That's Albany section. And also Annandale out of 6AA. They are in Becker tonight. Girls action tonight. Nobody in the Granite Ridge was in action. It was Kimball at ACGC. Holdingford at Eden Valley Watkins. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa playing in Royalton. And the long bus ride tonight in the Prairie Conference. Swanville at Uppsala. Tonight, all of about 5 minutes as Coach Call now post-game chat with the guys is over, and Coach, what a battle tonight. It was at 45, and I mentioned it several times, but the first time you're hearing it, and you know it better than I do, that spell from you tied it at 45-45, then went cold, and Albany went on a 9-1 run and never really gave back that lead.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about in the locker room there. We hit that one little slippery slope that we fell down, mm-hmm. And that's when we got a little content with outside shots, and we weren't driving like we were earlier on. And that's what we have to continue to learn, that, you know, when all of a sudden the pressure starts to pick up a little bit, that we can't shy away from it and play our game at half court. We got to make sure we're working our way down to the block. We're down 10 and we're in the bonus and we're settling for outside shots. We kind of went into panic mode there. There was like 2 minutes left then, and we just started chucking up shots also, where let's continue to get to the hoop. I mean, if we can get to the hoop and get a bucket and a foul, the clock stops and we score. So that was one of the things we talked about. But like I said, this team is learning. I thought Andy Wincher played the best game he's played all year. He did a great job controlling the tempo of the game. There was one time where he went fast and he turned it over, and then he knew that he needed to slow down,
yep,
and just kind of work the offense. But, you know, to come here and play in Albany, it's always tough. They're never going to give you an easy game. And I thought our boys played very good tonight. We played one of our best games this year against good teams.
I think what's the little segment of play, I think, that alludes exactly to what you talked about, to Andy's performance tonight, was I think he had three fouls. He had just picked up his third, and then he went down on the defensive end, and his guy tried to take him off the dribble, and Andy, or maybe a guy off Andy, and Andy slid in, and a guy might think, I'm not going to slide in there and pick up a cheap fourth, I'll give up the layup. Andy went in there, he took the charge,
yeah,
and rather than pick up a fourth foul, turned it into a turnover and went back the other way. That was just, you know, giving yourself up for the team.
I tell you what, he does a tremendous job playing defense, and let this be known to everyone out there. Andy Wincher is not our top scorer, our flashy guy, but I'll tell you what, you watch him play defense.
He's the heart and soul of the
team. Oh, my goodness. He guarded one of the fastest guys in the conference,
yep,
tonight. And I don't know how many times that guy had one step on him, and like you said, he slid right in there and he denied him of a drive, or he stepped in on other guys. You want to learn how to play defense, you watch that guy get after it. And that's what makes a team. We talked about that in practice yesterday too. You don't need five guys on the floor lighten up the scoreboard. You need
guys that'll do the gritty stuff.
Yes, like get other guys open, drive to dish. Don't mm-hmm. drive to score all the time. Drive to make somebody commit and then dish on that backside. Some guys tried to do too much with that dish on the backside tonight, and we turned it over. But, you know, it's a learning experience for these guys every time they step out on the floor. We got a lot of guys that haven't played at the varsity level. They continue to learn. And what I'm seeing from day one till now, we're making great strides right now, Rick.
I know it's happened before, but I don't recall it. I don't know if I've ever seen a kid pick up three fouls in about a minute. And they were legitimate. I mean, it was just, yep, one of the things. The one that maybe had been iffy was the moving screen on,
yep,
this end.
Yep.
And then he got called for a push and,
yep,
then a block all, yep, within a minute.
Yeah, that was real fast. All of a sudden, he's got a three.
Yep.
What? It was a bend. All right, sounds good. But you know what? Those guys did a great job. Ian battled through a little injury tonight.
Yeah, did he cramp up on the foot?
Well, he's been having a little foot injury.
Okay.
He's been battling through, but he did a great job.
Yep.
And just guys stepping in. I'm proud of these guys. You know, sometimes when you lose, you know, it hurts and stuff. But this one here, it's not that I'm content. I'm just happy that I'm seeing strides in the right direction. The guys are confident, and they got a good attitude, and that's the most important thing.
You know, the Tuesday loss with an 11-point lead at halftime, mm-hmm, to Mora, who is another very good team.
Yep.
I thought this loss, if you call it a better loss.
Right, yeah.
I mean, against,
yep,
Mora, the guys looked like they were just out of kilter. They couldn't handle,
yep,
a clean pass. They couldn't,
yep,
dribble clean. Tonight they competed right to the end, and it just didn't go, yep, the guy's way.
If last, you know, last game we played a good half, you know, a little into the second half, we played a good, you know, three quarters tonight, and there,
mm-hmm,
was just that one little slip where we fell behind, and then we kind of went in panic mode a little bit. But, you know, like I said, every game is a learning experience for these guys, and it's a process, Rick. You know, when coaching these guys, we're not just going to step out on the floor day one and be a championship-caliber team. It's a process, and these guys know it, and that's what we talk about. And just stay positive, stay confident, continue to get better every day, and you're just going to help your team.
Well, you go 0-2 this week against two of the better teams in the Granite Ridge. You come back on Tuesday now against an Upsala team out of the Prairie Conference. a team that that likes to push the ball and they score a lot of points. And they'll give you a test against a team that we don't see too often, but they'll bring a nice team over here to Piers on Tuesday.
They will. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you play. You got to bring your A game. You know, that's why the NCAA tournament gets so much attention, because you can have a 16 seed knock off a 1 seed. You know, anything can happen on any given night, and we just got to make sure we're ready to roll.
Well, Coach, enjoy the weekend. Good luck to you. We'll see you Tuesday here against the Cardinals.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Call, Pioneers, well, you'll never lack for question their effort tonight, especially. They gave above and beyond, I think, tonight. Loose balls all over the place, and some things were let go, some weren't. And you just, but all in all, it was an outstanding game tonight. Albany comes out on top by the score of 62-56 over the Pioneers. And again, Piers falls to 4-6 overall, 0-2. And their schedule now will be Tuesday home against the Uppsala Cardinals. And then on Friday, it's part of the boy-girl doubleheader with Little Falls on Friday. So two games, both at home for the Pioneers next week. And Coach Call talked about the guy that the Frosties, you are their sports player of the game, is going to go to, Andy Wincher, tonight. Andy with a very solid game, as we said, just lays it all out there, and he did eventually foul out, but, boy, not for lack of effort. Andy Wincher is tonight's Frosties player of the game. That'll do it for us tonight. February 10th, the rematch in Piers between Albany and Piers. 62-56 is the final score from Albany. Good night, everybody.